This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien. Interest in solar power is soaring in Montana because of the state's sunny skies and profit potential. But the Great Falls Tribune reports that Northwestern Energy, the largest public utility in Montana, is seeking a sharp cut in rates set by the Public Service Commission. That could curb some of the enthusiasm. Northwestern currently pays $66 per megawatt hour for solar electricity and has requested that it be dropped to $34. The utility argues that entering contracts with solar providers at the current rate will mean higher electricity bills for the 360,000 Montana customers. Kathy Montgomery, who is the renewable specialist with the State Department of Environmental Quality's Energy Bureau, says that if the rate is cut in half, many proposed projects will stall. North Dakota's Oil Expo and Conference kicks off at a troubled time for the industry with depressed prices and a drop in drilling activity that has hurt both oil companies and the state. The three-day Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and Expo starts tomorrow in Bismarck and will feature seminars and talks aimed at making it through the rough patch. The event closes with an address by Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump. North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness says about 2,800 people are expected to attend the conference, down from a record 4,300 2 years ago. Bismarck Mandan Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO Sherry Grossman says the conference is expected to inject about $900,000 into the local economy, down from more than $2 million in 2014. A Montana Conservation Trust has raised $1 million toward buying a rugged 4,200-acre triangle on Missoula's south side, sparking excitement among runners, mountain bikers, and others who see potential for using the area that is 1,000 acres bigger than the rest of the city's open space lands combined. The Missoulian reports the Five Valleys Land Trust announced Saturday that it had raised the money for a three-year option to buy Mount Dean Stone from the Nature Conservancy. The eventual price tag is about $4.5 million. The two organizations intend to leverage their networks of donors and affiliated groups to raise the money. Five Valleys Land Trust Executive Director Grant Keir says he hopes to see community organizations working together to build the property's amenities and steward its natural qualities. Authorities are looking for a suspect who stabbed a man multiple times and left the victim wounded in a Billings alley. The Billings Gazette reports police say officers had responded early yesterday to find a 34-year-old man in the alley behind a residence with four stab wounds. An upcoming exhibit at the National Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, will show how Yellowstone National Park has changed over more than 140 years. Photographer Brad Bonner recently visited dozens of sites photographed by William Henry Jackson in 1871, the year before Yellowstone became the first national park. Bonner painstakingly replicated in color more than 100 of Jackson's black and white photographs. Some 400 people were packed into a Billings gymnasium last Friday night to hear Bill Clinton deliver the campaign message for his wife's presidential bid. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson was there.
The former president spoke of Hillary Clinton's desire to build the economy and bring manufacturing back to the U.S. And Clinton talked about energy independence for Indian reservations, especially those west of the Mississippi. He pointed to a wealthy entrepreneur in Wyoming who built a wind farm and made a fortune selling electricity to California.
Every Native American reservation in this country, particularly those in the west, should be able to do the same thing. They could be power themselves and earn a fortune and use the money to reinvest it to diversify their economies, improve their education, and build a new future. That's what we ought to do everywhere.
During his hour-long speech at Will James Middle School, he talked about how Hillary Clinton will make education affordable. He also told the crowd there are legitimate reasons to be angry or to have resentments. But in a veiled reference to the presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, he asked if people made good decisions when they're angry.
Are we going to build a future together or fight over the scraps of a disappearing past? Are we going to go there with bridges or are we going to go there with walls?
In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson reporting.
Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.